A few days ago, Jeff, I mentioned that some recent findings have come out that say that Americans have way too much stuff, that a large number of garages in this country can't even fit cars because they are so filled with other junk. A team of researchers from the UCLA Center on the Everyday Lives of Families followed middle-class American families for years to find out all kinds of data on the material goods we manage to accumulate.
Well, here to talk with us today about those very findings for the Midday Extra is Jean Arnold. She's a professor of anthropology at UCLA and one of the authors of that study. Hi, Jean.
Good morning.
So how did you go about finding this data for the study?
Well, you know, we have access to all this information from marketers and economists about what Americans buy, but we have no idea what they do with all this stuff once it crosses the thresholds of their homes. What do people keep? What do they display? Are they hoarding? Are they using their stuff? So we adopted several methods to get a real unvarnished, unflinching look at life behind the scenes of the American middle class. We went into homes, we videotaped, we photographed. We've got pretty much everything that people are gathering up. For example, America has 3.1% of the world's children, but consumes 40% of the world's toys. Mm. And our book, Life at Home, is showing the visual aftermath of all that purchasing.
One of the other interesting things that you mentioned in the study is that people don't go out into their own backyards.
It was very sobering to discover this, the degree to which Angelenos, who have access to, you know, great weather and should be living the California dream that harkens back to the 50s of outdoor living in the backyards. And we found that 50 of the 64 parents in our study spent no time whatsoever enjoying leisure in their backyard spaces during the time we were filming.
Well, what's wrong with us, Professor?
Well, you know, conspicuous consumption continues to be the modern America's favorite contact sport, but it really goes all the way back to the 1890s when department stores were springing up, displaying all kinds of wonderful, glittering things. So we've got a long tradition of stuff piling out of store doors and ending up behind our own closed doors.
Are we all hoarders? I mean, maybe not in the sense that they make television reality shows about us, but would you classify Americans by and large that way?
No, I don't think we want to call it hoarding, but we're very good at buying our identities. Mm-hmm. Our things are our biographers, I think is one way of putting it. And we're better than other countries at buying our history, our family histories, if you will, more so than countries like Italy. We had sister centers from our UCLA study in Sweden and in Italy that were looking at the material world in those countries. And they're far less likely to have all kinds of modern stuff and much more likely to have heirlooms and smaller numbers of objects that have personal meaning. Maybe it's because we're a younger country and our families tend to split up and move across the country and carry fewer things, and we fill our homes with newer things.
Jean Arnold, professor of anthropology at UCLA.
Thank you.